here. Hey, Darren, how are you, Bill?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show today.
You bet. Now, we've been kind of hyper-focused on Florida because, you know, Elvira's drowning in her own tears, but that's okay. You guys also handle deliveries to Arizona and all over USA and California as well. Now, I would assume, Darren, that, just take us through basically under normal times, how does Cars to Florida work?
Well, Cars to Florida is a snowbird vehicle delivery service, and for over 14 years now, we've been facilitating vehicle transportation for snowbirds and the snowbird lifestyle. So each fall, right through early winter, we're moving countless vehicles into the southern sunshine places like Florida, Arizona, some of California. And then, of course, in the spring, when they're all heading north, we bring them all back. And we're doing this through a couple of modes. One of them is what we call drive-away service, which under normal times involves a driver operating their vehicle itself from point to point. But at this time, during the border restrictions, we've transferred all of our shipments to strictly transport trucking, which is the other mode we operate.
So it's interesting. You used that word that I was about to ask you. Are you a shipping or a transportation shipping business, or do your employees physically take that vehicle and drive? Explain how the process works, please.
So we offer both types of service. So drive-away is where we physically put a driver in the customer's vehicle, and he's in touch with them throughout the delivery. But, you know, prior to pickup, he gets in their vehicle and literally drives that car to their home in Florida or Arizona, or in many cases, the clients prefer to be met at the airport when they land, which is real, you know, white glove kind of valet.
Oh, experience. Yeah. No kidding. That's awesome. I've never. This is awesome.
That way they have their car waiting for them curbside when they walk out of the baggage carousel area, and they drive themselves to their summer or their winter homes.
Darren, let me ask you this one, since that is for now, for the next little while anyway, not going to be happening because of the border restrictions, as you mentioned. So now you're loading them into transports, which is nice because your car's not actually not getting any mileage on it. So that's a nice plus as well. If you got, say, it's a couple or a family of four heading down to Florida for an extended period of time, they're going to want their car down there. Now, when they're flying down there now, you know, they can only take so much of the tchotchkes with them. They got their clothes, they got some snacks, they got some. Do you guys literally put all the normal crap they'd put in their car, throw that in the transport, and then ship it all down there together? Snorkels, extra gitch, all that stuff. Does that go like literally in the car when they take it?
That's actually a very good question. With the driveway service, where the vehicle itself is being driven, they can load the car up with all of that stuff, and they really do. They load up the trunk, and they'll even overflow into the back seat somewhat, as long as it's a safe load in the back seat. You know, the driver can see quite clearly behind them and all sides. But when it comes to the transport service, we're bound by the regulations of the Highway Traffic Act and the U.S. regulations on total weight. So that means when we transport by truck, we do have to restrict their onboard load to, in our case, 100 pounds or less. And we ask them to have, you know, less than a half tank of fuel on board, so that overall, when we're loading 8 or 9 of these vehicles on one transport trailer, he's not overweight when he's running the scales throughout the U.S.
That is incredible. 100 pounds is a hell of a lot. That's two large suitcases. Trust me, I know. I've been traveling enough. Believe me, I can tell you much. I can tell you how much a towel weighs. I can tell you how much boots weigh, shoes weigh.
Yeah.
You're right.
I never thought about the weight restrictions, the highway traffic, that. And I never thought about the half tank full of gas. It's brilliant. That never would have occurred to me. That's brilliant. And plus, like I said, your car is protected, it's covered, and it's not getting any mileage on it, right?
And you don't have to worry about it.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying you don't have to worry about it. This is about convenience. I mean, more than anything else, you know, like the rest of our lives, we're always looking for ways to, you know, fly free. I mean, can you imagine not giving the luggage? I mean, I'm sorry. I know I'm being facetious, but 100 pounds is a lot of weight. Totally. And then if they still allow that, I'm flying with just a small little carry-on, and I'll, Bob's your uncle, man. I'll see you at the airport.
Yeah, travel light, kid. That's what I do as well. Darren, let me ask you something. I mean, not normal times right now, of course, because the driveways aren't happening. But when they get back into being, which hopefully is sooner than later, how does someone who's listening to this now and thinks, wow, cars to floor is a good idea, how does one go about being a driver for a driveway for you guys?
So our drivers come to us through our website, generally speaking, and there's a page that's dedicated to the drivers. It gets into the entire experience for them from start to finish. There's actually a frequently asked questions link where they can get most of their upfront questions handled. But by and large, you know, these drivers that operate these cars for us are regulars. We've got so many regulars that love doing this. They're with us every season for their own different reasons. Some of them have somebody they visit in Florida for a little while when they arrive with the delivery, or some of them are just kind of looking for a short-term, you know, few nights in a hotel and swimming pool.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're listening to The Rush Hour with Scholes and Caria on News Talk Saga 960.
Ooh, that was interesting. A little blip in the old technology. That was,
could have been Donald Trump, I think.
It was. We still got Darren. You still there, Darren?
I'm here. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I was just thinking, what an amazing thing to do. And you thought, you know, people want to get in on this, and then you got your regular drivers that come by each season. You think, you know, they might just want to have a little bit of a break, a trip down south, spend some time at the pool, or maybe they're trying to get away from the wife for a few days and head down to Florida. I'm just saying.
Are you talking about you right now?
No.
No.
Come on.
All of a sudden, you got an extra job.
Yeah, exactly. Got to go to Florida, sweetie. Sorry, Elmi. It's got to be, you know, pretty cool thing to do with the likes of GPS and everything. Now it's kind of a no-brainer just to drive down there. It's just got to be a kind of a cool job for somebody to partake in, for sure. And for those you know, receiving their car down there, how nice is that? You don't have to pay for a rental. You're not looking for a car. You're worried about damaging it or whatever. There's insurance problems. You know, you're driving a car south of the border. You got your own wheels. I think it's a really, really cool thing you got going there, Darren. Really cool.
Well, thanks for saying so. And, you know, these snowbirds love it. They come back every year. Overwhelmingly, they recommend us to their friends. They bring friends in every year. And then on that basis alone, we've grown every single year since we started. We try to treat them like family, make sure the whole experience is personalized and positive, you know. And for the drivers, it's a great way to just get away. It's a cheap way to travel. And these guys are with us, as I mentioned. They're every year they're back doing multiple trips and making the best of it. So it's kind of a win-win for both sides.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, this is convenience. I need to tell all my snowbird friends this, because I mean, maybe they already use you. I don't know. I was not aware of this service, and it is phenomenal. It's carstoflorida.com. But don't let the website fool you, because it does go to other places besides Florida, obviously. Right, Darren?
Exactly right. Yeah, we take care of all the snowbird destinations, Arizona, California, Palm Springs. California is a popular one. Mm-hmm. But overwhelmingly out of Ontario and east of Ontario, it's very much Florida more than anything. Of
Schools, you want to take a ride? Can we buddy up?
I'd love to do that in one of the transports for sure. Can I play in the CB?
It.
Keep your hands off it, kid. Just sit quietly.
Can we broadcast?
Could you imagine? We'll do a remote in one of your transport trucks.
Oh my God, it's so much remote. Fun. Yeah, I love it. I
Darren, how long does a trip generally take somebody? Now, and I guess in this case, we're talking with the transport, because the driveways aren't happening because of the COVID restrictions. How long would it take to get your car if you're down there?
Well, in terms of transport, what we give people is an estimate, because there are many variables in transport. We're operating many miles with 8 or 9 customers and deliveries right to residences all over Florida. So we ask for a 4 to 7 day window estimate. And, you know, quite often we're down there quicker than that. We can have sometimes the deliveries, if they're first off the truck, could be in 3 or 4 days. But generally that's the window. And that's, that's what we do with transport. With driveway, when that's operating, we ask for 3 days, and most of our drivers get the whole trip done in about 2. We just like to give them a little room so they're not in a hurry, not under any stress when they're running into traffic or inclement weather. Right. So,
Of course. What? This is just phenomenal. I get on. I mean, I'm just picturing this, because you do, to your point, John, when you asked me earlier, you know, if life gets back to normal, I would need a vehicle for 2 months, let's say, rather than 2 weeks. Two weeks you can get away with.
2 months, sure. You're going to need some wheels.
And the reality is I would rather have my vehicle, because it does get costly to go and rent a vehicle every time you're down there. This is just an awesome, awesome, awesome idea, concept and service.
Basically, it's to and from. Have you thought about or are you planning to do anything other ideas with the service? The reason why I ask is I've had friends in the past that have, it's when you can't find a car you want in Canada, it might be a classic car. It might be something of that nature. You might have to go to the States to get it. And to go down there as a buyer, a purchaser of a car stateside, it's a bit of a pain in the arse, to put it lightly, to bring it back and all the border stuff and the fees and the taxes. I mean, is this something that cars to Florida, because you've got a foothold already in a very similar type of thing? Would this be something that you guys would consider doing in the future to help people out?
That's a great question. Yeah, we have actually moved a lot of cars in that way, importation, purchase. Right. In particular, when the Canadian dollar was much closer to par or on par, that was a very popular activity. A lot of Canadians were buying luxury vehicles or classic vehicles in the States, and they were doing well with the dollar exchange. And we were doing a lot of that at the time. I'd say there's a lot less of it now, but we're still moving those types of vehicles. It's a different process. We involve a customs broker, and it's a different kind of declaration process at the border, of course. But yeah, we do offer that service. That's a good question.
That's amazing, because I've had friends who have done it for themselves and for their used car business, exclusive cars that were never available in Canada or whatever, and they brought them over here with a certain amount of time, certain age of the car. And yeah, the custom services, the brokers, all that stuff. I mean, this friend of mine sent me an email once and my head just spun. I'm like, okay, I don't want to ever do that. But that's a service you guys are used to doing, and you've got it nailed down. That's something to be considered, I think, for people who are listening, for sure. Because I know there's a lot of cars in the States. I mean, not new stuff. You'll have warranty issues up on the Canadian side of the border trying to service an American car, and they're really tough to sell. But if it is, to your point, a classic car or a collector's car, that would be a really, cars to Florida would be something I think people would definitely at least look at, maybe take advantage of, right?
Yeah, and it's a daunting prospect for someone that's never done it before. They don't really know the ins and outs of the paperwork and the border process. So that's where we come in and make the whole thing rather simple for them, plug and play.
I have a silly question. Ahead. My apologies. Yep. It's a technical question, Darren. So, I mean, I'm still stuck on this, give you my 100-pound luggage. And do you still have to go through customs the way everybody? I mean, obviously, it's kind of a stupid question, but you know what I mean? Are you more
because of the business?
Well, I don't know about bypass. Otherwise, I can give him 100 pounds of cocaine. I mean, that doesn't make sense, right? Sorry. But you know what I mean? Is it probably an easier process if you're there as opposed to, me being at the airport?
It's a very formalized process. So what happens is we have our clients assist them in completing a declaration form. And we do all of this electronically. They do it right from the comfort of their own homes on their computer, their iPad or their smartphone. But electronically, they complete a declaration for the border. And the declaration is a declaration of their articles traveling into the United States unaccompanied by them. And that is associated with all of our paperwork that the trucker carries to the customs officer at the commercial crossing. And, they're very familiar with us and our business. So it is probably a little smoother than what the individual traveler would meet at the airport. They know what we're doing. They know that we're trusted and bonded, et cetera. But nonetheless, we're accountable to make sure that everything is in order, and that certainly there's no contraband on board. We don't permit anything like that, as you mentioned.
No, of course not. Of course not. No. I mean, first of all, ultimately, whether it's your luggage or not, listen, I watch border security. Whether it's your luggage or not, you're responsible for it, right? Because you're the one carrying it around.
Yeah, well, fortunately, it's not the type of thing we've run into. I mean, it's certainly it's a possibility down the road, but we've never run into that issue.
No.
Thank, thankfully.
Yeah,
of course.
Darren Francisco, really appreciate your time, man. CarsToFlorida.com is the website, CarsToFlorida.com. Just because the driveways aren't having doesn't mean you can't have your vehicle down south with you. And still the worst of winter to come, so you might want to get a hold of them and at least go through the website and find out exactly what's what. Darren, appreciate your time this afternoon on the Rush Hour. It's great stuff. Thank you, man.
Thank you so much for having us, and stay safe.
You bet.
You too.
You as well.
You too.
Coming up here, we got some more good stuff. In fact, we're going to keep it around Central Fort Lauderdale, Greater Fort Lauderdale, to the